Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of BizBuzz. This is Bob Jackson with the Kosciuszko Chamber, and today I am with Malika from Special Olympics. Hi, Malika.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Well, good. I'm excited about this interview. Get to learn some things that I didn't know from some of the questions that we've prepared. So, Malika, tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, maybe, you know, where you're from, how you got involved in Special Olympics.
I have a very unique story. I'm actually adopted.
Okay.
From Tashkent, Uzbekistan. I was adopted in April 2005.
Okay.
April 1st, 2005. And I've been here I've lived in this county for 21 years now.
Okay.
I'm 29, but I've lived here for 21.
Okay. So you're 20. So 2005, you were, I can't do the math that fast. How old were you when you were adopted?
I was 7 when I was adopted, and then 2 months later, because my birthday is June 15th, so mm-hmm. 2 months later, I turned 8.
Okay. Yeah, so you've been here for 21 years. I'm just curious, what do you like about the county?
I like the lakes. I like being around the water.
Uh-huh.
I like the small community because living in an orphanage or living in a city is a lot different than living in a community or a small town.
So how did you get affiliated with Special Olympics?
During COVID-19, I got kind of bored at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to sit around the house all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always on the go.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to be involved in sports that wasn't fast or fast-paced.
Okay.
I wanted something that I could be more inclusive with
mm-hmm.
and have people around my disabilities around the same area or the same age or the same abilities that they have
mm-hmm.
and feel more involved in the sports that they enjoy.
Okay. So what sports do you like?
I like cornhole and bowling, and I also do track.
Okay.
But I don't run. I do the walking segment
mm-hmm.
for track.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of us have heard of Special Olympics, and maybe some of us have volunteered and you know, worked with the athletes. I know I have. But I don't know a lot of the history of Special Olympics. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, so, you know, who pioneered Special Olympics? I think it started in Canada, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then later contributed to it coming to the United States.
Yes. Actually, Dr. Frank Hayden pioneered Special Olympics in Canada and decided to partner or establish with Eunice Kennedy Shriver,
mm-hmm.
who is the founder of Special Olympics.
And who's a Kennedy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She was one of the Kennedys.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was, what year was that? Do you know off the top of your head? It was founded in Canada and then came to America.
Oh, I don't know when it was established in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but I do know that it came to America in July 20th, 1968.
68. So 57 years already. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it came to America, where were the first official Olympic Games held?
Soldier Field in Chicago.
In Chicago. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And how many, I'm curious, this wasn't one of your questions, but how many sports were represented in that Olympics? Different types of sports?
They had floor hockey. And I don't remember the other two.
Oh, that's okay. People can look it up.
Floor hockey and some other things. And I think they had track and field, but I don't remember what the third one was.
Okay, yeah. And then when did it come to, that was Soldier Field, so that's not very far from here. When did it come to Kosciuszko County?
April of 1973.
Oh, so it's longer than I thought. Yeah, yes, that's been over 50 years now.
Yeah.
So how long have you been part of Special Olympics? You know, I ask you those, but remind me, you started right after COVID. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what was the first year that you participated in the Olympics?
July 27th, 2021.
21. All right. And you've been, so that, how often are the Olympics held? Are they every four
every
years?
Every year.
Every year. Okay.
You mean Special Olympics?
Yes.
It's a year-round sport.
Okay.
And we have volunteers and we have coaches, mm-hmm. which we need more volunteers and coaches.
Okay. So how, you know, what all sports do you offer now in the Olympics?
We offer cornhole. Mm-hmm. We offer track and field, bocce, flag football, basketball. I did cornhole. Yeah, I said cornhole. Oh, bowling.
And bowling.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you said you need the volunteers and people to get involved. So mm-hmm. how would they go about that?
They could sign up on the SO Indiana website.
Okay, what's the address for that? What web address?
It's soindiana.org.
soindiana.org. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, you've been doing this for 6 years. You know, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years?
I hope to have more leadership opportunities. That way I could be a voice for the athletes in this county and or other surrounding counties, or just basically the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what areas could people volunteer? You know, if they're thinking about, you know, I may not be very good at this, or, you know, I'm not exactly sure.
You can volunteer to be a coach, or you can be a volunteer for a driver for transportation mm-hmm. to send us to events like summer games. Mm-hmm. Or local events like the bowling tournaments or the cornhole tournaments or the state competitions for bowling and cornhole and other sports.
Are they held all around the state, or are they usually in the same location?
All around the state.
Okay. And where are the Olympics held every year? Is it that, does that vary too? Just, or are they usually in Indianapolis or?
The state competitions are usually near Indianapolis.
Okay.
The locals are usually around here or area locals, which would be towards like Logansport area, somewhere mm-hmm. in there.
Okay. Okay.
The big one is in Terre Haute.
Oh, that's summer games, yeah.
Summer games are in Terre Haute,
yes.
Indiana State, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just curious, what sport in the Special Olympics has the most competitors in the United States?
Cornhole.
Interesting.
And Indiana has the most.
And Indiana has the most
yes.
cornhole. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have about 21,000.
21,000?
Yeah, in the cornhole section
okay.
of Indiana.
What's the highest you've ever placed?
Oh, second, I think.
Okay.
In cornhole.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anything else that people should know about Special Olympics before we say goodbye?
It's just a pretty awesome program to be involved in. I've enjoyed it, and I never thought I would get this far.
Yeah.
As an athlete or a leader, so it's a pretty cool program to be involved in.
Yeah, and again, if they want to get involved, what's the website?
soindiana.org.
soindiana.org. And are you on social media at all?
We are. We have a Facebook page called the Kosciuszko Special Olympics.
Kosciuszko Special Olympics. So look for that on Facebook. Well, Malika, this has been very interesting. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Until next time, this has been BizBuzz.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of BizBuzz. This is Bob Jackson from the Kosciuszko Chamber. Today I'm up in Leesburg at Legacy Grooming with Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
How's it going today?
It's going great.
How many have you groomed so far today?
Today I actually had off.
You had off?
Yes.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So if you don't know where Legacy Grooming is, what's the address?
It is 110 West Van Buren Street, Leesburg, Indiana.
So we're right downtown Leesburg, you know, on the brick road, off of the brick road. So, yep, just north of Warsaw. And how long have you had Legacy Grooming?
So I opened Legacy Grooming April 1st of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I've been grooming for 16 years.
Okay.
And I have been in the industry for over 18.
Yeah. How did you get started? How did you get interested in this?
So I started showing my Pomeranian when I was 10 in 4-H, and I had to learn how to groom her. And I really fell in love with it. I knew I wanted to do something with dogs, but honestly, I knew I did not want to go to school.
Yeah.
So I picked grooming, and I started this business to kind of continue Kenya, my Pomeranian's mm-hmm. legacy, but also start my own.
Yeah, yeah. So we were talking and you said you do 7 to 9 a day.
Yes.
Is that right? Must be a lot. So, you know, how, when people come in, what's the policy? You know, you've done this for a long time. So, you know, you want people to be comfortable with you. So how do they go about all this?
So when I like to have people come in about 5 to 10 minutes early for mm-hmm. their appointment, walk their dog. That is very important. Dogs mm-hmm. get very nervous yeah. in the car. Even if you've potted them at home, please potty them. But then you'll come in and you'll fill out a client card. And then I get to know the dog and I will go over detailed instructions on what you want mm-hmm. and what is appropriate for the dog's haircut mm-hmm. at that time of service.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, 5 minutes before that, they come in. Now, I know some groomers will keep them all day. You know, some, they want you a specific time to drop off and then a specific time to pick up. How do you do that?
So I am by appointment only, but I don't have a set time people need to come back.
Okay.
So let's say your appointment's at 9. If you want to bring them a little early, just make sure it's okay with me and mm-hmm. they're fine. If you can't pick up right away,
mm-hmm.
As long as we have the space and you have brought it up with me prior and I've okayed it, they're more than welcome to stay a little past their appointment time.
Yeah, yeah. What's an average appointment last?
So I like to ask for 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always take that long. I just like to ask that in case a dog's afraid of the dryer. They yeah. can sit a little longer
okay.
and they get breaks. Just my big thing is I want the dogs to be safe and happy and comfortable while
yeah.
they're here.
Yeah. And I'm sure the price varies.
Yes,
right? Depending on the size of the dog
yes.
and how much it's going to take. Yeah. So, you know, are you looking for new clients?
Yes. I will always take new clients. I have not come to the spot yet where I'm not taking new clients. Mm. Only new clients I'm not taking are ones that need Saturdays. Saturdays book up a year in advance.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So that being said, when are you open?
So we are here Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and every other Saturday.
Okay. And you also said that you do some kind of a referral, you know, you give somebody.
Yes. So if you are a client that already comes here and you refer a new client, you get $5 off as well as that new client for their
oh,
first
okay.
visit.
That's great. Yeah. So if somebody wanted to make an appointment, how would they get a hold of you?
The best is to either call or text mm-hmm. the shop number.
And that number is?
It is 574-265-9260.
Yeah.
If I have a dog on the table, I might not answer it just for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important to leave a voicemail.
Okay. And are you out on social media?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's just Legacy Grooming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find us on there.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been great having you on here. Give Courtney a call at Legacy Grooming. And she is, again, up in Leesburg. So until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.